910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Ryan Ruth has pleaded not guilty to five federal charges in the second assassination attempt on former President Trump. Ruth was in court today. For President Biden, to survivors of what was once Hurricane Helene.
I've directed my team to provide every available resource as fast as possible to your communities to rescue, recover, and to begin rebuilding.
Vice President Harris has cleared a campaign schedule today to be in Washington for post-storm briefings. Former President Trump is in Georgia. At least 120 deaths are blamed on Helene, a number that officials say is surely to rise. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance will meet tomorrow night in the first and only scheduled vice presidential debate of the campaign. The nation's retailers are bracing for a possible port strike. Dock workers along Eastern Seaboard and Gulf Coast ports are threatening to walk off the job tomorrow. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigning in rural Wisconsin over the weekend. He spoke in Prairie du Chien, hoping to capitalize on the recent arrest of an undocumented immigrant accused of violent crimes.
We will secure that border on day one. I always say, you know, they say, what are the first things you're going to do, or the first two things? I always say, number one, we're closing our border, and number two, we drill, baby, drill.
But the numbers show immigrants are much less likely to commit violent crimes than American-born citizens. Trump campaigns in Wanakee and Milwaukee tomorrow. Home prices keep going up in Wisconsin 8%, according to the latest report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association. The median price of a Wisconsin home is now $324,000. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to test their deer for chronic wasting disease. With the gun deer hunt season on the horizon, DNR officials are reminding residents to take every precaution to prevent the spread of the disease and check their county's rules for things like baiting and feeding bans. A number of northwest Wisconsin counties had positive chronic wasting disease tests last year. There are a number of available testing options, including self-serve kiosks and with DNR partners. Duluth residents are complaining about trash pileup as the city's waste management services experience significant delays. They're also complaining that bears have taken to removing the trash themselves, putting residents in danger of coming into contact with them. Officials say area bears are likely running short on food in the wild and have become more aggressive in seeking food from the trash around the city. Officials are asking residents to be diligent about how long their trash is left out as the pickup delays are addressed. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Coach Matt LaFleur said the team started slow but finished strong.
Unfortunately, we just didn't get enough completions, but I did think he looked, as the game went, it seemed to me that he looked more and more comfortable. We made more explosive plays, which is tough to do when a team's sitting back in two shell.
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For the last day of September, we sit under sunny skies with highs flirting with 80 degrees. Winds start to kick up a bit, becoming feisty, especially at night as a cold front pushes through, dragging our highs down tomorrow to the low 60s. Finally feeling like fall. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on Air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our Assembly Speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the Assembly Speaker and Robin Voss is the Minority Leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area on the big picture view of the more than 100 races for a seat in the Wisconsin legislature.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, back where I belong. After a couple of days out doing the show in L.A., it was fantastic, by the way. Gracious hosts and a good time had by all. Well, everybody but Ivy the cat. Not so much, but everybody else had a good time.
Well, cats are very finicky.
They are. They're very finicky. I'm not a cat guy. I'm a dog person.
And they know that.
Do you think they know that?
I think they know that. I think they
can
tell.
That cat only had to look in my eyes and gone.
I think they know.
Anyway, it's a beautiful day here in Southwest. Clearly not enough sleep on the red-eye flight. I left L.A. at 11:35, which would have been 1:35 a.m. Wisconsin time, landed in Minneapolis, and then hopped a shuttle down to Madison, got in about quarter after 9. And by the way, a huge shout-out to the great folks at Delta. Delta, Delta, Delta. Can I help you, help you, help you? That's a skit. That's from Saturday Night Live. And by the way, if we have time, we're gonna dial up a little bit of the Saturday Night Live cold open, which was spectacular. Maya Rudolph reprising her role as Kamala Harris. It was Dana Carvey as Joe Biden.
Who could do better?
Jim Gaffigan as Tim Walz, who
that
did
was
a
pretty good.
Great job, by the way, I thought.
That surprised me how well he was able to pull it off.
No, so we'll try to get to that here a little bit later this hour. We're going to talk about the media as well. Great cut from Mark Cuban, by the way. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But I want to finish up on this. What happened over the weekend? Donald Trump in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. And then in Erie, Pennsylvania, he's coming back to Wisconsin, unfortunately, tomorrow in Wanakee, and then on to Milwaukee. I believe what he did over the weekend in calling for a national day of violence is disqualifying, as if other things weren't already. Zommers, can we go back and replay that first cut from today? Whenever you're ready, give me a thumbs up. We're all set. Look how good he is. See, because I want to set the stage, because for those that might just be joining, you're like, he didn't really say that, Todd. Here it is. Here's the full cut of Trump calling for a national day of violence over the weekend while in Wisconsin.
Doubt that the 950 is a misnomer, because you can steal whatever you want. You can go way above. But you'd see originally you saw kids walk in with calculators. They were calculating. They didn't want to go over the $950. They're standing with calculators, adding it up. You know, these are smart people. They're not so stupid, but they have to be taught. Now, if you had one really violent day, like a guy like Mike Kelly, put him in charge, Congressman Kelly, put him in charge for one day. Mike, would you say, he's right here, he's a great congressman. Would you say, Mike, that if you were in charge, you would say, oh, please, don't touch them. Don't touch them. Let them rob your store. Let all these stores go out of business, right? They don't pay rent. The city doesn't have money. The whole, it's a chain of events that's so bad. One rough hour, and I mean real rough, the word will get out, and it will end immediately. End immediately.
One day of violence and a rough, quote, I mean really rough, unquote, hour. Someone who wants to be back in the White House. And Zomers, you put, I want to give you credit. You over one of the breaks. Tell folks what you said to me about, this is just, for all the people who said, well, did Trump really say these things behind closed doors? Go ahead.
Yeah, so in the past, we've heard a lot of quotes from generals, from other people on Trump's staff that he said things like, you know, the whole suckers and losers thing about vets, or why can't we just shoot the protesters in the knees? And they're like, well, we don't do that. We're not going to deploy the National Guard against our people. A lot of people say, well, he didn't really say that. They're just lying about it. But now that he's saying very similar things out in public, it makes it all the more impossible to deny, no, that's just the kind of person he is. Like, now that he's calling for violence out loud in public, how can you say that you don't believe these other incredibly credible people?
I thought that was a really insightful thought. And you're so right. Because Trump is literally calling for violence on the stump, on the record. Let's go to weekend, skip ahead to Cut 10, John Lehmeyer on Morning Joe this morning. And kind of recap, I mean, all this stuff that Trump did over the weekend to kind of set up the second hour. Don't worry, we're going to get to a couple of positive things on the Harris side of things as well and talk about the media. But are we ready for this? This is John Lehmeyer on Morning Joe this morning on MSNBC wrapping up this ridiculously disgusting weekend for Donald Trump.
He is ramping up the racism. It is clearly going to be part, big part of his closing argument in this campaign. Let's go through a little more of this. He also suggested that some of these migrants would break into your house and, quote, slit your throats, suggesting without evidence that migrants are responsible for more crime. In fact, there's fact checking here. He suggested that the 13,000 migrants who have come in been accused of crimes are all blamed on the Biden administration when, of course, stats show that many of them came in while he was in office, and also many of them are still in prison. It's not like they're running around committing more crimes. Speaking of crimes, he did suggest that there should be an hour of violence, which sounds like the plot of the movie The Purge, and which is deeply dangerous. And again, we know how his words have inspired violence before, including on, but not limited to, January 6th. Certainly, his followers are hearing what he's saying. You see it on the screen here, monsters, vile animals, saying migrants want to rape, pillage, and kill. Deeply offensive and dangerous rhetoric there. And of course, as John just and Joe just mentioned, singling out minority-majority cities and suggesting that his opponent was mentally impaired. And also, Caddy, let's not lose sight of this. Once again, calling for his political opponents to be jailed, suggesting that anyone who opposed him in 2016, 2020, 2024, who might be trying to, quote, rig the election, should be prosecuted. This is an extraordinarily dangerous closing argument and vision for America.
John Lehmeyer on Morning Joe on MSNBC this morning was kind of a wrap of the beyond back crap crazy stuff, the dangerous stuff that Donald Trump said over the weekend, in part while in Wisconsin. And unfortunately, he brings the danger show back to the state tomorrow in Wanakee and Dane County, and then on to Milwaukee. I want to play you, and it's not because I'm trying to, I'm torn on this, to be honest, because I don't like amplifying this message. But on the same hand, I want you to hear it in real words, in real time, so you know that I'm not exaggerating or making stuff up. We played that cut from Trygve Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican, before the top of the hour break. Yes, Trump is clearly not stable. But this is not just some guy rattling stuff off who is senile or demented. This is a plan This is calculated to divide people, particularly in Wisconsin, who might not know someone of Hispanic or Latino heritage, that might not have a black person as a friend or a family member, whom they don't think necessarily they know someone who happens to be gay. And to make people feel afraid. The great line, we fear that which we do not understand. We fear that which we do not understand. Trump and his team know this. And the easiest way to ramp us up is to play on those fears. And as Trigvi said, that type 1 personality or brain function where we don't have to think about it. I don't want to think about these horrible things. Trump will take care of it. That's much easier than looking at ourselves in the mirror and thinking, you know what? I should have said hi to that person I saw on the street today who didn't look like me. I should have welcomed that family into my church. I should have reached out when that family moved into our neighborhood instead of closing the blinds and locking my doors that I never locked before because they happen to be of brown skin. We like to think, and in Wisconsin, we are good people. But sometimes when people don't look or act or talk like us, we get scared, and that's normal. That's okay. As long as we keep striving to reach out and be better. And that's what a leader should do. To move forward. That's our state motto, for heaven's sake. But Donald Trump wants to take us back. Play a couple of more of these cuts. This is Trump attacking migrants. And this is the danger, folks. Because it plants a seed, just like what's happening in Springfield, Ohio, with the Haitians, which are legal. Let me say that again. They are legal. They're documented. We played cuts from employers who say they're great employees. But this is why it's dangerous, because if a kid who happens to be a brown skin goes to a school and hears this, and their friends at school, their parents said, oh, be careful of those people that are brown or black or whatever, it creates bullying at best and physical violence at worst. Here's Trump on the street or on the stump in Wisconsin calling migrants animals.
Our country, she's letting in people who are going to walk into your house, break into your door, and they'll do anything they want. They'll do anything they want. These people are animals. She's released people. These people are animals. Now they'll say, oh, that's a terrible thing for him to say. No, no. These people are animals. These are stone cold killers. They're heartless, and they wake up the next morning and they don't even think about what they did the day before. These are real killers. These are real killers. These are the worst. These are people that have been in jail for many years. These are people that killed many people.
Yes. Trump had, I think, 10, a dozen photos of people who happen to be undocumented in Wisconsin that committed crimes. I would challenge you to look through your weekly newspaper if your community still has one. And in most, it lists the court records. And usually that's the gossip side of the community. Oh, look that, you know, so-and-so got arrested for a DUI. So-and-so got arrested for battery. The percentage of migrants, quote unquote, committing crimes in Wisconsin is superbly low compared to the actual living Americans committing crimes in our community. But yet he plays on our fears to divide us. It's all part of a plan, folks. Do not be fooled. Come on back. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution. That is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking. What's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Not so much fun in hour one and a half or so far. Lots of serious news today. I think it's important that we catch up on it and call this out for what it is. Donald Trump in Wisconsin over the weekend and Perna Sheen in Erie, Pennsylvania, calling for a national day of violence. One, quote, really rough hour, unquote. Condoning police violence, playing on our worst fears. And I promise we're going to get to positive stuff for Vice President Harris. She blew the roof off the place out in Nevada. Was a huge rally. Also picked up more important Republican endorsements, Vice President Harris did. And we're going to talk about the media's role in all of this. But first of all, let's go back to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Jack from Merrimack. Jack, always a pleasure. What say you?
Well, the cuts that you played from Trigby Olson really hit home. There is an historian by the name of Hannah Arendt. Look her up, but she has studied fascism and Nazis. She's a German historian. And here's a quote I'd like to read you from her.
Sure.
It says, "This constant lying is not aimed at making people believe the lie, but to ensure that no one believes anything anymore." And that really cuts directly to what Mr. Olson was saying. People that don't believe anything, don't know what to believe anymore, they're more likely to use that type one thinking that just says, yeah, okay, I'm just going to go with this.
Yeah.
Nope. That's what's really, really dangerous about this stuff. And that's why I'm pretty outraged that CBS is not going to bother to fact check the Walz Vance debate tonight, because that should be an absolute minimum qualification for any presidential debate, is that these folks reference truth and not just something that they're making up out of their top of their head.
Yeah, we're going to get into that after the bottom of the hour, Jack. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. But CBS announced over the weekend they are going to not fact check in real time, like ABC at least attempted to do during the presidential debate with Trump and Harris. CBS is not going to fact check the vice presidential debate. Tomorrow night starts at 7:30 on CBS. Civic Media will carry that here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to get to that in a minute. Off the text line, Matt in Germantown says, And how do minorities, LGBTQ+, et cetera, still support Trump? There was that poll about Kamala Harris isn't doing as well as expected with Latinos. How? I don't want to get into all of that, Matt. Maybe we will later on this hour in a future show. That every polling that I've seen, I feel is credible. That's actually not true. That Harris is doing very well with Latinos. It's kind of something that's been ginned up by Republicans and the Trump team. But we'll get back to that. Mark in Prairie du Sac says, Trump is talking about himself. How many women has he raped and never given it a thought except to call them liars, unquote. And finally, a caller texted in saying, you know what most of the violent criminals have in common? Their gender. If you give us a call, the text line, download the Civic Media app and text us today or give us a call at 855-752-4842. Yes, we're going to get to positive news for Vice President Harris, but again, I want to lay this all out there. This was Trump over the weekend. This is his new line, really getting down in the mud, disgustingly calling Vice President Harris mentally disabled. Here's Trump.
Joe Biden became mentally impaired. Kamala was born that way. Okay. She was born that way. And if you think about it, only a mentally disabled person could have allowed this to happen to our country. Anybody would know.
Again, just sick comments, but I want to hear it. I want you to hear it in Trump's word. I want to move quickly through these. And because this is building a narrative, I'm going to get to it in a second. Here's Trump saying that we're going to lose our country. Here's Trump. Sorry, Mr. Roberts. I can give you a heads up there. I apologize that I went too quickly. Understand? Sometimes I do that once in a while. But it was Trump. Basically, he's building this narrative that him alone. It goes back to his inauguration speech that he alone can save us. Here's Donald Trump saying that we're going to lose our country.
Look, you got to do what you got to do. You got to get these people back where they came from. You have no choice. You're going to lose your culture. You're going to lose your country. You're going to have crime, the likes of which nobody has ever seen before.
What culture are we going to lose, Donald? Our German heritage? Our Italian heritage? Our Polish heritage? Our Swedish heritage? Our Norwegian heritage? Which cult? Oh, just the brown person heritage. And of course, to bring it back home, there's only one answer, he tells us, to solve it all.
His promise. I will liberate Wisconsin from this mass migrant invasion of murderers, rapists, hoodlums, drug dealers, thugs, and vicious gang members. We are going to liberate our country. I will liberate. I will liberate our nation. Our nation will be free again if we win this election. And it's going to have to go fast because we're not going to be able to handle it.
Again, he sets himself up as the sole savior for the country. He doesn't talk about appealing to the best of us. He doesn't talk like Ronald Reagan about a shining city of democracy on a hill. He doesn't talk about empowering Americans to move our country forward. He scares the crap, or at least attempts to scare the crap out of us, and then set it up that he alone can solve it all. I simply ask all of you listening across the great state of Wisconsin, what we've just played for you, does any of this sound like what's being talked about in your churches or Rotaries or Lions Clubs or Kiwanis? All these great organizations that make Wisconsin great, and we spend so much time talking about what makes Wisconsin great. This narrative that Trump laid out, does any of that sound like what's going on in your community? My guess is I think not. Come back, play us some words from Kamala Harris on the other side. It's the Todd Allbull Show right here across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pro-democracy groups say absentee ballot drop boxes benefit all kinds of people. Sam Liebert is the Wisconsin director of a group called All Voting is Local.
Whether they're voters with disabilities, they're third shift workers, they're single parents, all types of people benefit from having ballot drop boxes.
Marathon County prosecutors are investigating whether Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney broke the law when he moved the drop box out of public reach last week. The sheriff in Dodge County recently urged local clerks there not to use drop boxes. Authorities say one student is behind a series of threats made to Western Wisconsin schools last week. The threats forced Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, Altoona, Augusta, and Elk Mountain schools to close. The Justice Department says it will press charges. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. One person was killed in a single-vehicle UTV crash in Rusk County over the weekend. According to law enforcement authorities, the driver of the UTV was traveling on May West Road east of County Highway J in the town of Flambeau on Friday when they lost control and crashed into a wooded area off the road. When authorities arrived, both the driver and passenger were transported to the hospital. The passenger was pronounced dead at the hospital and the driver was airlifted to a trauma hospital. The crash is under investigation. Efforts are underway to decrease the invasive sea lamprey population in the Great Lakes. Over the weekend, the Sea Lamprey Control Program and the Great Lakes Fishing Commission poured lampricide into the White River in Wisconsin, hoping to cut down on the number of sea lamprey larvae in the streams that will eventually migrate to larger bodies of water when they're old enough. Officials say one sea lamprey is capable of killing about 40 pounds of fish, which has proved to be a grave threat to the fishing economy of the Great Lakes.
And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lately, it seems like mega millionaires with mansions cannot catch a break. First, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez had a buyer lined up for their $68 million Beverly Hills home, only to find out the offer had been pulled. Now, it's been announced that David and Victoria Beckham will have to endure construction noises due to a year-long renovation of the mansion next door. One option for the couple could be to spend time at their Miami penthouse, but Florida can be so muggy. Stay tuned for the latest on this breaking story, and hang in there, Mr. and Mrs. Spice Girl. Joel and Ellie will be back soon, according to HBO. Variety reports that the network released a preview for season 2 of The Last of Us, starring Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey. The acting duo plays survivors in the post-apocalyptic zombie derivation of the video game. Season 2 will start after a 5-year time jump in the story. Season 1 of the show took home 8 Emmys and had 24 nominations. The trailer for season 2 can be viewed on YouTube or wherever you get your movie trailers. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For the last day of September, we sit under sunny skies with highs flirting with 80 degrees. Winds start to kick up a bit, becoming feisty, especially at night as a cold front pushes through, dragging our highs down tomorrow to the low 60s. Finally feeling like fall. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey! Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, James Vanderloo, the head of OEC Group, an expert in transatlantic trade and tariffs, will get all wonky with me. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Yeah, pursuing
truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Zomer is on the board. Glad to be back here in Madison. I always like to travel. Love traveling and, as Captain Kirk once said, seeking out new life and new civilization and other places. It's fun. But I can tell you this. I am never sad to return to Wisconsin. In fact, I'm happy. Great flying into Madison today. Driving through Madison. By the way, it's good for a person in Madison or any place in Wisconsin that says, oh my gosh, the Beltline is a mess. Or the Milwaukee traffic, terrible. Go out to LA for 3 or 4 days and drive around.
Okay, you know what? The Beltline or around Milwaukee can be terrible for reasonable places where you can be expected to drive a car. Right. Like in LA, I've never been there, but it sounds like it takes 5 hours to go 30 feet.
It's an hour for anything. And it's just the way it is. The people adjust to it, I guess, like anywhere else.
But no thanks.
But yeah. I'll be happy to take the traffic in Madison, Wisconsin. Glad to be back with you here on a Monday, this last day of September, talking about Donald Trump. And really, the headline for me of the day is Donald Trump over the weekend in Pershing, Wisconsin, and Erie, Pennsylvania, calling for a national day of violence, talking about shoplifters and that the way to deal with them is with a national day of violence. Quote, one really rough hour, unquote. Condoning police violence. Going to get to some cuts, or a cut, from Vice President Harris over the weekend to contrast this in Nevada. But first, I want to go back to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Ron in Milwaukee, listening on WAUK. Ron, thanks for listening. What do you got?
Hey, you know that Trump quote about what we need is one really rough day where we let the police loose. And I think that was part of the quote, mm-hmm. You know, to do what they want, you know, and get all these people cleared away, and we'll have to do it in a big hurry. And some commenter on the web said, you know, that is the plot of this dystopian movie, The Purge, mm-hmm. and its sequels. Where the country has agreed to have an annual purge day, and citizens can go after citizens for imagined slights, and nobody will, you know, so you have to lock yourselves in for a day in a safe place because, you know, anything can happen. It just sounds like that to me. But more to the point, the fact that he can say these things and not be challenged on them is really quite amazing. And, but another somebody made the observation that, yeah, there are a bunch of voters, you know, kind of on the right wing who are uninformed or disinformed, who are looking for an excuse to buy into the Trump mantra.
Yeah.
But there's probably an equally large group that already believed all this stuff, and they're just coming out of the closet.
Well, I think that, yeah, it's giving permission to people. I mean, I said that in 2016 when Trump was running. I said, this guy, look, trust me, I've been in politics a long time, and leaders set the tone. And this guy is going to give permission to all the people who have been in the racist, bigoted closet for a while. No, I absolutely agree with you, Ron.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally agree. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And look, I know we spent a lot of time on this today, but to Ron's point, I was shocked when I watched CBS this morning, or I guess now they call it CBS Mornings. It took them until quarter after the hour, 7:15, to even mention this. And then it wasn't even a big deal. The fact that one major party candidate for president of the United States, a former president himself, calling for a national day of violence, to Ron's point, literally based apparently on a fictional movie where you could just beat the crap out of whoever you want for a day. I'm sorry, that should scare the hell out of people. And it should be totally disqualifying. And anybody who continues to support this guy is equally disqualifying. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Tom listening in West Dallas, WAUK. Tom, thanks for listening. What do you got?
Hi there. I'll try to make this quick. What really scares me is that we talk about how we could have National Day of Violence, how the police could, you know, carry this out and all that, is that we have right here in Wisconsin, we have police unions, not unions, but the oh, now the name just popped out of my head. Basically, they're endorsing Trump for president.
Yeah, right. It's a police association.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was
our, if anything. Oh, I'm sorry. If anything, those would be Hitler's brown shirts of today.
Yeah, no, you're right.
People who will follow out what Trump is saying.
Great point, and I think it's important to your point. It was one association that was not indicative of representing all people law enforcement. But you're right. It's disturbing that any organization involved in law enforcement would endorse this guy. But I think, again, it's important to point out it's not all law enforcement. But great point. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. 4842. Let's go to Matt listening in Middleton on WMDX. Matt, thanks for listening. What do you got?
Hey, Todd. I just wanted to voice some confusion on my end, and I wanted you to maybe validate my thoughts here and tell me if you think it's true or not. The fact that Trump is still so close in polls and whatnot, and that we have to form this strong coalition to defeat him. Seeing how bad he is and how bad the threat is and the threat of violence and all this stuff, it should be a landslide, right? But what I was told years ago, even when Obama got elected and suddenly all these white militia groups came out of the woods and we had something like 200 militia groups form under Obama, I always thought we weren't as racist a country as we were, but Obama's election kind of scared me into the truth of that. But with Trump, I'm wondering, I had heard that when he came down the escalator and was doing all the racist dog whistling, that he brought millions of people into voting that hadn't voted in decades because the Republicans weren't bad enough for them. So they kind of weren't voting. So is that true? Is that why Trump is still so strong right now? Because there's all these fascists and deplorables, so to speak, that like they're the group we have to defeat. Is that true?
Matt, it's a great question. I don't feel I'm qualified to give you an accurate answer on that. I'm going to write that down, and Zomers can help me remind me to ask this Wednesday. When our friend Trygve Olsen comes on, he will actually know some of those statistics in terms of turnout. That'd be another thing to ask our friend Charles Franklin at the Marquette Law School poll. I mean, Wisconsin for the last few years, really ever since 2012 or maybe before, has been a close electoral or a close state in terms of, you know, and look at the U.S. Senate races and the gubernatorial races. Like, nobody's really blowing out, you know, Wisconsin in terms of blowout elections. We're divided. We're a purple state. We vote for Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson as a state, all right? And so I'm not so sure that it brought out more people on the far right that weren't voting. Maybe. We'll ask Trygve on that, but that's a great call or a great question, Matt. Really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I want to get this in to contrast all this Trump negativity. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, out in Nevada, in Las Vegas, Vice President Harris was filling up stadiums and blowing the roof off the dump, as Letterman used to say. I want you to just hear the crowd, a quick snippet of Vice President Harris talking to a huge crowd out in Las Vegas, a key swing state this weekend. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And yes, Trump tried to make a big deal about, oh, my crowd is small in Wisconsin because I wasn't given enough Secret Service. Well, guess what? I'll bite my tongue. He knowingly, and his people know this, he scheduled this rally in Prairie du Chien on the week, the 1 week out of the year of the big UN conference. And the Secret Service is charged of protecting people from all over the world, not just Iran, but all over the world. And it is historically 1 week out of the year when Secret Service protection is light. And the fact that Trump's hate speech has made him a target, not Democrats saying things, his own speech, all these things that we just played for you today, has made him such a target that they have to ramp up security, that they didn't have enough security for him to have an outdoor rally in Prairie du Chien. But he blames that on the Biden administration somehow keeping him from having a big crowd. No. Vice President Harris had an indoor event in Nevada, had a huge crowd. She picked up a couple of great endorsements, by the way, over the weekend as well. Want to play the first one? This is General McChrystal, military officer, endorsing Vice President Harris.
So many former military officials, top leaders who have served men and women in uniform, have come out against former President Donald Trump. There are those, of course, like former retired General Keith Kellogg, who do support former President Trump. But high-profile people like yourself have raised concerns. I think about General Milley. I think about General Milley had concerns in the final days of Trump's presidency about how he was handling his work. And you have concerns, you've endorsed Vice President Harris. It comes down to one core question here. General McChrystal, do you believe former President Donald Trump is fit for office?
I believe that Vice President Harris is fit to lead the country in the presidency.
Well, let's go right to the question of Trump. Is he fit for office or not? You're a former top leader of the United States military. You're supporting a presidential candidate. You have a former president now running for the presidency again. You seem to have core character questions. Is he fit for office or not?
Hey, Bob, let's be honest. Why would a retired military officer come on to endorse his opponent?
You tell me.
Because I think character is very important. And so I'm voting for character. I'm voting for Kamala Harris.
General Stanley McChrystal, we appreciate you stopping by Face the Nation and sharing your views. Thank you very much. And
we'll be- that puts it down, though, where the chickens could get at it, as Judge Weissman says in Tennessee. Retired U.S. Army General Stanley McChrystal saying he's endorsing the vice president, quote, "I think character is very important. I'm voting for character," unquote. You have Derek Van Orten, who, again, claims to be a retired Navy SEAL, claims to have this great big military record. No one is a bigger supporter of our veterans than me. But yet, Derek Van Orten can't find two former Navy SEALs that served with him to stand on the stage and endorse him.
Can he find one? I don't think he can find one.
I'm not sure he can find one. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris continues to pick up general after general, admiral, right down to the rank and file, who know that Donald Trump is unfit to be the commander-in-chief based on his character alone. Former Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says he cannot vote for Donald Trump based on his character. And somebody else over the weekend endorsed the vice president, a longtime Republican in a key swing state. We're going to play it for you on the other side of the break. Also, talk briefly about the media's role in all this. Mark Cuban. Yes, that Mark Cuban from Shark Tank has some thoughts, and they're accurate, and they're great. Don't miss it. Come on back. It's the All Ball Show for a Monday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now, 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock, the top of the hour, CBS News or ABC News Radio, depending upon which station you are listening to across Civic Media. And then Maggie Dawn, the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4, followed by the Dom Selvia Show and Pete Schwabba's Late Night. Nightlight, sorry. Again, not enough coffee and too little sleep on the old red eye. But not too bad, Mr. Sommers, all in all. I've survived pretty well.
No, you've been loopier.
I've been loopier on more sleep. Is
yes,
what you're saying.
Yes.
Fair point. Want to get into a couple more things here, talking about Vice President Harris picking up these Republican, very, very important, by the way, Republican endorsements. Former Republican U.S. Senator Jeff Flake from the key state of Arizona, and this could make a big difference in Arizona, a key swing state. On This Week on ABC with Martha Raddatz, here's what he had to say.
A lot to solve the problem.
And you're joining the ranks of several Republicans endorsing Harris recently, notably Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney. Do you think it really makes a difference? Can you appeal to Republicans who may be on the fence?
Well, I think Republicans believe in the rule of law in particular, and it's difficult to support a candidate who, having lost an election, tries to use the powers of the presidency to overturn that election. That is anything but respect for the rule of law. So I know that a lot of conservative Republicans feel the way I do, that you just can't support a candidate like that. And with regard to tariffs as well, there are reasons to impose tariffs, but to pretend that we're going to get a windfall of money from some foreign government because we're imposing tariffs just doesn't jibe with what where conservatives have been on free trade.
This is something that Trygve Olson has talked about as a longtime conservative himself, having worked for John McCain. Now, like myself, a former Republican. Jeff Flake, former conservative Republican of Arizona, pointing out exactly why it makes no sense if you're actually a conservative to vote for Donald Trump. A key endorsement for Vice President Harris in Arizona. I want to finish with this. Mark Cuban. Yes, that Mark Cuban. Dallas Mavericks Mark Cuban. Shark Tank Mark Cuban. Billionaire Mark Cuban. Talking on CNBC about the media and the media's role in this. Let's take the cut, then we'll come back and discuss it quickly. Here's Mark Cuban on CNBC.
What's the most watched news channel? Who are the most watched and viewed and listened to podcasts? Who are the most watched and listened to or
viewed? Is it Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
I mean, it's not close, right? The number one shows are all Fox. The number one podcast, Lean Right.
Even in spite of that, she's been able to.
Not in spite of that, meaning, well, in spite of that, yeah.
Okay.
Meaning the mainstream media is not who you think it is. The mainstream media truly leans right. Maybe.
Mark Cuban, if you didn't catch it, saying the mainstream media truly leans right. On Twitter, some account called the Libs of TikTok, not, you know, somebody has a handle, says Mark Cuban is actually out here claiming the mainstream media leans right and is right wing. This is factually false, according to the data. The reason Fox has the most watched shows is because they aren't pure trash like MSNBC, CNN, NBC, ABC, etc. Mark Cuban responded with this. I thought this was great. He says, hey, I gave a compliment to right-leaning media. You, meaning the right, are now the mainstream media. The biggest TV shows are on Fox. The top 10 podcasts have a bunch of right-leaning shows. Sinclair, which is a national media company, owns more TV stations than anyone. Salem, another right-leaning media company, all right-leaning. iHeart, big radio show, owns the biggest conservative stations in Wisconsin. Had the biggest syndicated shows, all are conservative. Cuban writes, the biggest political influencer accounts on social media are, including you, conservative. The biggest influencer of all, Elon Musk, is the ultimate Trump maxi. He probably has 5 times the followers of all other political influencers combined. Conservative media is now the mainstream media. Cuban says, I know that makes it harder to play the victim, but that is the reality, unquote, from Mark Cuban. Somebody comes back and tries to attack him and says, you know, legacy media is 90% left-leaning. Right-wing podcasts have done well because they aren't censored. Cuban says, you're making my point. You're agreeing with me. It's called legacy because it's old and close to dead.
Yeah, legacy and mainstream are not synonymous.
No. Cuban makes the great point. Mainstream media, the people, the media where the most people are watching and the most people are listening is now right-leaning. And that's why I'm so proud to be on this network, where I'm not censored, where I'm tasked with providing you the truth. And I hope this show has been helpful to lay it out there, to let you hear these words and realize, because I'm so frustrated that A, media is not making this a top story, that Donald Trump called for a national day of violence, one, quote, really rough hour, unquote. And number two, that Donald Trump could come into this state that I love, this state that we have traveled consistently for the last year and a half, finding out what makes Wisconsin great, and say things that are factually untrue to spread propaganda straight out of the Russian playbook to divide us instead of unite us. We are better than that. You're better than that. We can overcome this if we stick together. Don't let Trump divide us. And register to vote, because that's the most powerful thing we could possibly do. Great show, great calls. Appreciate you. Appreciate Zombers. We're back tomorrow live. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow joins us to kick around all things newsy. We wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming.